Accession number 31444. It's Fred Gosling, Reel 7. Now, so tell me about a typical day's routine then on the Britannia from when you get. I mean, you'd just be an able seaman, would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does a day start then? Take me right from the start.
Well, when you get up in the morning, you have your breakfast, mate. If you're part of the ship, you get up, you get detailed off, like washing the paintwork down. Because everything near enough was washed all the time. Your paintwork, your bright work was like, it wasn't a brass, it was chrome. Everything was chrome, high chrome in it. So you polish that, wash the paintwork, any rust, you paint that out. Then now, you do different duties all the time, you know. You do so much one time, then you just get switched to another job.
So give us an idea what jobs you might have.
Well, I'd the Royal Bridge, keeping that clean, polishing down bright work, and the windows. You had windows on it, weren't laid down. What could be put up at sea, you know, if you went into a thingy, in the harbour, you had raw jump, would you put it up? And what that done, stopped the old draft on the Royals. So that was it for that one.
So there were different
telephone exchange.
Now tell us about that.
Well, the telephone exchange is the old, really old telephone thing. We pull the old plugs in and out.
How did you? I mean, were you taught to do that? Because that sounds, you know.
No, they showed you how to do it. Then after a while, when you're at sea and that, you get used to it because you're just doing it all the time when people are ringing each other up. You just keep on plugging in, pulling them out because you've got your lights and all that. You've got all white lights for them. If you've got Royals aboard, you've got red lights. And if the red lights come on, you have to disconnect everybody else, then answer the red light. You know, so nobody listens in on it.
So that's that. What else? What other jobs might be on in your typical day?
Well, if you enter in harbour, Nat, you've got to get that off. Like, I had the Royal Apartments bit where the doors open inside, and you put the platform out for the ladder to go on. You was the only one there, you know, like in the Royal Apartment bit. You have to open the big doors once the anchor goes down. Open it out, put the old block of tackle on it, lift the big platform and it goes out, and then they load the ladder down onto it for the Royals.
Ladder for what, though?
For people going ashore, you know, like for the Royals to go ashore.
So they have their own ladder?
Oh, yeah. By a boat in it.
Any other duties that you might get?
There's everything you get on it. The telephone, washing the mast, the forward mast. They used to pull it out in the boat and chair and you wash it. And they lower you down bit by bit after you wash it. You do that at sea most of the time. And that's, if you're up there, when you're washing at sea, the ship's rolling, you think, hello, we ain't going to stop here. Yeah, it stops.
That's washing the mast. Anything else?
There's a trit operator. Trit, they call it. It's a tricolator or something. That's where all the light you have do the washing, like dishes and all that. And you throw all the scrap down there and it munches it up and just pushes out the ship in like powder in it. Nothing goes over solid, it's lumpy in it.
So it's a special disposal system.
Yeah.
Is that, why is that?
Well, because, you know, like, usually when you're on a warship, that you just throw it over the side, don't you? When you're at sea.
But why couldn't you do that with the...
They wouldn't let you do it on there. I suppose, like, souvenir hunters and all that. Anybody looking for something, they can't get it.
Anything else?
You had duties of lowering the roller... Rolls Royce when the Queen was on board.
Which means lowering the roller? What?
Well, you used to go into a garage on the ship. You used to lower one of the boats. Then you used to, the Davies just come back up again. You used to push the roller out onto it was on a thing. That'd go over the side and it'd go onto a raft. And that used to go ashore like that on a raft.
Sounds like plenty of chance of a very expensive mistake there.
Oh, no, it wouldn't sink.
Anything else?
on duty side, or where she went.
Well, let's talk about. I mean, how did you get on with the Royal? I mean, I know you probably didn't see much.
I see them all the time.
So, what did you think of the Royal? How did you get on with them? Without breaking any confidences, of course. But you know, just how did you get on with them?
The Queen Mother, she'd come up and talk to you all the time. See, you had to get up in the morning, so you had royalty on board. Do their half of the ship, what they called the half of the Royal ship. Then you couldn't go any after that. You couldn't go that part of the ship during the day. You had to stay forward all the time. But they come up while you're working, they come up and talk to you.
While you're cleaning their half?
The Queen Mother used to come up, the Queen used to talk to you. The Duke.
About what, though?
Pardon?
About what?
Anything, where you come from and all that, how you're getting on and all that. Because there's a lot of blokes been on there since it was built. And she knew their names and all that. You know, like the bloke who's charged me, Joe Croft. She used to come up and say, "Good morning, Joe," and all that to him, you know. You'd be saying, "Oh, whoops." You know, you look at them, you go, "Bloody hell." And you think to yourself, if people could see you now with the Queen of England standing there, because you see her, like, once she was at sea and that, she used to relax because you're away from everybody. And she'd walk around in jeans, headscarf, and all that. And you used to look at her and go, "Bloody hell." If people could see, you know, what you're seeing now, they wouldn't believe you. You know, walking around casual as anything.
They were friendly then, I mean, that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Duke, he was a bit foul-mouthed. He could swear. Blimey.
Would he swear at you, or would he just swear?
He'd swear at you, yeah, if he was in his way. He'd tell you, get out the effing way on that. Oh, he said swear like anything. Oh.
Was he all right, though, or was he a bit?
He was a bit, you know, like, how can you say? When I was on the bridge, doing his Royal Bridge and that, we was going somewhere. I think we was going to Canada. And I was doing the Royal Bridge, and he called like the Admiral up. They go, "Henley, come here, Henley. What time's our ETA?" So he goes, "ETA so and so, sir. Now estimate time arrival at the port." He goes, "No, I want to get in there before that." So the old Admiral goes, "No," he said, "I can't do it." "You bloody well do what I say. Get down on that engine room and tell them the bloody well do this." You go, "Whoa." You go, "That's it." He's telling the Admiral what to do. But, yeah, you know, if he was in his way, he'd tell you to get out of it.
And what about the kids? Were they aboard?
You only see them a couple of times, like when you went into harbour. You know, if you come back to England and that. That's the only time.
So where'd you go on it then?
We went... We took the Duke and Peter Scott to the Galapagos Islands. Now they wanted to go on there to see that. And there was a thing, a volcano come up, Surtsey, I think it was called. They went to see that. We went up the North Sea with them. He wanted to go and see the fishing fleet. That was a place there. North Sea, Christ. 1 minute you see them, next minute you didn't. But you didn't realise you were doing the same thing in the troughs. The troughs are above your head, mate. Go bloody hell.
Where else you go?
Went to Fiji for the Queen Mother, but she was ill and we had to come back. We went to Tahiti with her. Went to Tahiti first, then on to Fiji, then we had to come back to Tahiti and go back to Jamaica to pick the Queen Mother up. Well, she convalesced there. You know, she had operation on her, appendix of it she had. But she's supposed to go out there to Tahiti, to Fiji. And they put on a big show there, but we had to go back and pick her up. Then we took the Princess Royal to Newfoundland. Then when she went home...
That's Margaret, is it?
Mary.
Mary, sorry.
Yeah, the old lady.
Gotcha, sorry.
Yeah, then we dropped her. She flew home from there. Then we went on to Canada to pick the Queen and that. Most of the time, when you're on there... If they were doing royal visits, you'd drop them off and sail on to the next place to pick them up. You know, like you wouldn't get ashore. You'd drop them off while they'd done this tour, then they'd go up by car or train, and you'd pick them up from the next place. They'd stay there, have a cocktail party, then you'll go to sea for, you know, a few weeks and it, while they recuperate and it.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
What was so good about it? Why did you enjoy it? Because, you know, you're keen on it, you know. Mm.
Well, you was treated, you know.
You were treated well?
Yeah, yeah. You had doe skin trousers.
Tell me about the uniform. Was it a special uniform then?
Yeah, it was doe skin trousers with a bow on the back. A silk bow, black silk bow. Your jacket went inside your trousers. You know, it tucked in your trousers. And
so it wasn't like a normal naval uniform at all?
Well, it's naval uniform, instead of having your jacket out, it was inside. But your bow was on the back of your trousers. That's just to show that you was, I suppose, on their ship.
Any other special
things?
You had
white badges. Now, instead of like your working uniform on the other ones, or red badges, on there you had white badges. You had it on your white front, you had Royal Yacht. Had it on your arms and your sleeves, on your uniforms, Royal Yacht, and it. On your cap, you had Royal Yacht with just the crown in the middle of it, and on your badge. Well, that's great, really great on it.
Were you warned about confidentiality, about not telling? Tell me about that. I mean,
well, they turn around, like, even your photographs, you had photographs taken and that, they're stamped on the back. Yeah, not. You're not to give it to the press or anything, but they tell you, like, they then have said, like, you're under secret orders and all that, not to say things if the press ask you anything, you know. But nobody said anything about it. That's because she'd, like, after all the things and that, every crew, like, every time they was a crew and they went ashore, the whole ship's company had a photograph taken with them. The Queen Mother, the whole ship's company, then you had the Duke and the Queen, the whole ship's company, you had them at the photograph taken. They come round your mess and all shake hands, thank you very much for what you've done and all that.
How big was the crew? I'm not sure.
Yep, they had 21 officers on there and 215 crew.
So it's quite a sizeable crew.
Oh, yeah, the crew itself, yeah. Plus, then you've got what they bring on board. Pages, the ladies in waiting, their own chefs and all that. So you had a raw, like, you got raw stewards on board, our own stewards, raw stewards, what used to wait on the table, which used to bring some of hers, like the pages and that. But they had their own bodyguards and that. The Queen had her own staff, the Duke had his own staff.
So there's a lot of people on board.
Yeah, you got ladies in waiting.
So anything you remember happening, you know, that you can tell us, you know, just to give us an idea what it was like.
We was at the Galapagos. The Duke's coxswain got in there, they had a rubber Gemini boat, you know, and he forgot to tie the engine onto it, you know, secure the engine to the back of it, and he opened up the throttle and the engine shot off the back. Then the Duke came out, he went, who the fucking hell's that idiot on that boat? When they said, that's your coxswain, said, get him in here, get him in. But he lost the engine off in the back. He never bolted it down. But otherwise, it was just normal things, isn't it?
So, anything else that happened to you aboard?
On there, I was at the mast one day when the rope parted. I was on one strand and I thought they were laughing and joking, because as I was washing the mask, the chair went boom, boom, and I went, hello. I said, stop mucking about. I said, I ain't finished yet. So this Joe Croft lot is in charge. He said, we're going to lower you down for the minute. So when I come down, I said, what's up? He said, you was on one strand. He said, the rope parted. And you was on one strand. He got you down quick.
Any other stories?
No, he took me up again. He made me go back up again.
So who was this? Joe Croft?
Joe Croft, yeah.
What was his rank?
He was a Killick seaman when I was on there, and then he got to a chief in the end.
Chief Petty Officer?
Yeah, but he was on there since the boat was built.
What was he like? His name was Joe what?
Joe Croft.
Croft. What was he like then?
A little tubby bloke he was. He used to like playing rugby and that. But he was one of the boys, like, he's in your mess deck with you and all that. Till he got promoted, yeah. But he's good as gold. Really, he used to come home on leave with me sometimes. But he had a heart attack and died.
Any other characters?
Well, you had Darkey, the Royal Marine. He used to do cartoons. He's still doing cartoons now in the Navy News, isn't he? His name's Darkey.
Anybody else in the crew that stands out in your mind? Captain or perhaps or?
No. Henley, he was the admiral, the last admiral, I think, on there. He got sent home for playing around with women. But he died, poor sod.
So anything else? You finish on her in October 65. Anything else before then? You're on her nearly 2 years, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, a year and 11 months.
Yeah, just finishing my time off, isn't it?
How did you feel about leaving her?
Sad in a way, but they asked if you want to stay on and that. But
did you think of staying on in there? Because you didn't have, you know, you could have signed on.
Yeah, but 12 years, I thought 12 years enough for me. I just, you know, in the end, you know, 12 years.
So you leave the Navy when? Time expired, November 65. Yeah.
But you come out before that, the month before.
So, October.
Yeah. See, that's that way, on this one, like that, you don't get your medals, because you don't do the full time.
So, were you sad to leave?
Not really sad, you know. Sad to leave the yacht, yeah, but not to leave the Navy, you know, I think 12 years.
Now, what were you going to do?
When I come out, I never had a clue at first. I had about 3 months off, I think, doing nothing. Then I went into a plastic factory at Pumpfields in Queensbury. Pumpfield and Barstow's a plastic factory.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, working machines, plastic mouldings and that. Then one of the fitters left, and they asked me if I wanted to take over putting moulds in the machine, so I started doing that. Well, I'd done a year of that, but it was too hot in there, you know, when the summer come up. So I come out there and started working with London Transport.
Now, what did you do? Was that your career?
Yeah.
What did you do for them?
I was a tree feller.
Tell us a bit about that, just because it's unusual. We've got a bit of space on the last day.
On there, you went on a course for tree climbing and that, but it's different to forestry work. Because you're working next to the underground trains. In the open sections, and you're felling trees and that, but you can't. You've got to take them in pieces because you can't drop them because of tracks and that and cables.
So it's the overground bit to the London Underground.
The open section to the London Underground. Now White City all round there, where everything was open, we done, you know, with the trees and that.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, oh, very much. I've done 33 years. It was a charge hand in the end, you know, I had my own gang. There's four gangs on there. But my gang was like a wandering gang.
Now, did you think your service career had done you any good or bad?
I think it done me well. It taught me how to look after myself and that. You know, to do me washing, anything, you know, like. Didn't rely on people to do it for me. I think, you know, when they've done away with this national service, I think it's wrong there, because it would have taught people a bit more sense, I think.
So good for you, it made you.
Oh yeah.
It was good for you. Anything bad at all from you? Affect you badly?
No, nothing. No.
Now tell us about you're a member of the HMS Belfast. You're a member of a couple of associations. Tell us what you do with the HMS Belfast. Is it important, the association?
Yeah. We meet up every. Paddy's Day, March the 13th. We always meet up on there, AGMs and that, have a chat and everything. Then the rest of it's a good drink. Now, you meet all your lads and mates. Most of them are like on there, the blokes were always on there. I know all the blokes on there. I belong to the Lock Firing Association. What's the other one? The Royal Yacht Association.
Now tell me about the Royal, because you're going back to help clean the Royal Yacht. Tell us about that.
Well, they decided, I don't know if it come up as somebody suggested us going up there to do it, but they turned around and said, yeah, we'd be pleased to see you come up there and do it. So we're going up there in April.
You really?
I think there are about 35 of us all going up there to do the cleaning up and that, or painting, washing the paintwork or something. Or the ship side, something like
why
that.
Why can't they do it? Because it's now it's a museum,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing it? Or,
well, it's a shame, really, because a lot of people, I've never been up there since I went up there, but a lot of people have gone up there and seen it, and they said, if you go up there, you cry your eyes out. The band, the gold band, what was around the outside, they've painted that now. I don't know, somebody said they put it back on it. That was £1 million band on there. It was a gold band, you know, like gold leaf. And that was £1 million worth. And they reckon somebody went up and they painted it yellow over the gold leaf. But they reckon it's not looking the same now, the old, the gloss ain't on it. Because on there, if we went in to reef it, the dockyard mates would rub all that down, the whole ship side down, and paint it about three times. Then if the frost come and cracked it, they had to rub it down again. Because there's a special paint on it. But our blokes, they weren't allowed to paint it, that, but they used to polish it, and go outside and polish it. All your upper deck used to be polished, everything.
So you're looking forward to going and giving it another clean?
Yeah, well, they said most of it's on the jetty then, the wheel house. They cut the wheel house out, they've got a big hole in the side there with doors on it to go in. They went, where the Royal Apartments are, they put plastic screens up so you can see through into the apartments and it. But if you'd been on there and see it, go down the Royal Apartments there and see what's in there. There used to be a music store full of music, from right from the old Queen Victoria in there. A lift. You've got a lift goes up and down there.
And what do you think of the state of the Belfast? Have you been aboard, or, you know, just to go back?
The Belfast now, they tend to be cluttering up more now. There's a lot of, like, you go in the passageways now and you see all torpedoes and that and things in there, but wasn't even on there when we was on it. Even like the mess decks, they've changed the mess decks. They put like the old cage beds up there again there. But I don't know if they was in the war, but they weren't when I was on it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.